The Pentagon took a rare step recently. It acknowledged that an American airstrike killed two civilians in Somalia. It's worth noting that the strike took place more than a year ago, part of a 12-year-old campaign against al-Shabaab, the extremist group. It's also worth noting that airstrikes have risen in frequency under President Trump. But as the world's Halima Gikandi reports, this is only the second time the U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM, has acknowledged civilian deaths.
The last time Abdullahi Abdirahman Ali Wador spoke with his 70-year-old father was on March 6th. Wador lives in London now, but his father had never left his hometown of Mogadishu in Somalia. It was a regular Friday afternoon, and Wador's father had just finished praying at a local mosque when he called to check in.
Me and him, we just talk normal thing, the money that they need, and what is everything okay? He asks me about my family and my kids and stuff, and everything okay? And then about this coronavirus and stuff, you heard about the news.
Wador still remembers that day because when he told his 5-year-old daughter he had spoken with Grandpa, she got really excited.
She told me that we're going to send a letter to him. I'm going to write a letter and we're going to send to your daddy. And on Tuesday morning, she reminded me.
But that letter would never be sent. That same day, Wador got a different call, this time from his 19-year-old brother in Mogadishu.
And he goes, "Dad was killed." And what happened? And he goes, he was killed by drones and stuff. And I didn't believe him. And I say, "No, that's a mistake. You can't just kill him. So just find out more."
Wador learned that his father had traveled to settle some family business in the town of Jenale. It's a stronghold of the terrorist group al-Shabaab. According to Wador's relative, a U.S. drone strike hit the minibus he was in. Wador says he didn't believe it until he saw pictures sent by relatives and posted online.
How do they just sleep at night? Some guy with a drone like a PlayStation, the way we play PlayStation, he goes and flies and kills some people.
The U.S. military has been active in Somalia since 2007. It's working with the Somali government and African Union forces to fight al-Shabaab and ISIS, two terrorist groups seeking to control the country. For years, human rights organizations have been sounding the alarm about civilian deaths. Daphne Aviatar is with Amnesty International.
Under the laws of war, the government is supposed to minimize civilian casualties and take all reasonable precautions to prevent civilian casualties, and then to provide accountability when civilians are killed.
Aviatar says Congress now requires that all claims of civilian casualties are investigated and those findings are made public. But there's still a lot of secrecy when it comes to how AFRICOM decides who is a civilian and who isn't.
So the government can just say whoever was killed, oh, they were members of this terrorist group and we're at war with that terrorist group, and therefore these killings were all fine. And they don't have to classify them as civilians.
The day Wador's father died, AFRICOM released a statement. It said the airstrike in Jenale on March 10th had killed 5 terrorists. Wador says his father was not a terrorist.
Innocent people, 70 years old, who is innocent and who is a disabled man who never did anything wrong all his life, and he has 6 kids.
This wouldn't be the first time AFRICOM got it wrong. Last week, it released the first ever quarterly report on civilian casualty allegations. The report acknowledged that 2 civilians were likely killed in a U.S. airstrike in February of last year, and 3 others were injured. Chris Woods is the director of Air Wars, a nonprofit organization that monitors civilian deaths and injuries in conflicts around the world, including Somalia. Woods says the new AFRICOM report represents a big step in transparency.
Certainly in the last year or so, we have seen significant strides forward by AFRICOM, bringing themselves up to the wider standards of other U.S. military commands.
But Woods says there are still a lot of unanswered questions about the civilian toll of U.S. operations in Somalia. He says suspected covert and special operations, for example, are not acknowledged by AFRICOM.
We now know far less about U.S. covert actions in places like Somalia and Yemen than we did a few years ago under President Obama.
Woods says there are big discrepancies between what the U.S. military is willing to acknowledge and what's being reported by local Somali communities. They've been documenting civilian casualties online and in local media outlets. The strike that Wador says killed his father was discussed on a local TV channel. Chris Wood says it's important for the U.S. military to pay attention to what's being reported by Somalis.
If they stay silent on civilian harm allegations, it does them no favors, because militant terrorist organizations will exploit that silence for propaganda purposes. And that's exactly what has been happening in Somalia.
AFRICOM is still reviewing the airstrike on March 10th. Wador tells me he feels angry and helpless about the death of his father. If the Americans are killing civilians, he says, they're doing exactly what Al-Shabaab is doing.
If you're killing civilians, then you're the same. Al-Shabaab, they kill civilians all the time. They kill kids, they kill mamas, women, all of that. And I thought, okay, the better people were United States.
AFRICOM says it's launching a website for people to report allegations of civilian deaths and injuries in local languages, and that it will be up and running by the end of the month. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.